We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward now, 7:30 and 56 degrees. As Florida high school students push for gun reform on Capitol Hill, Florida's governor is working to make all children feel safe at school.
Governor Rick Scott laying out his new plan 2 weeks after a gunman opened fire at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, killing 17 students and staff. The governor's $500 million proposal focusing on three major areas: gun laws, treatment for mental health disorders, and school safety.
We've got to invest in metal detectors. We've got to invest in bulletproof glass. We've got to invest in steel doors. We've got to invest in upgraded locks. We've got to do everything we can to make sure that somebody that wants to harm any one of our students can never do it again.
Governor Scott saying there needs to be increased police presence on school campuses. This as nearly 3,000 students prepare to return to Stoneman Douglas High School Wednesday for the first time since the attack.
In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
Wichita police making two arrests after a seven-week-long crime spree.
Recently, Wichita Police Department detectives and officers observed a trend of burglaries occurring at apartment complex, laundry rooms, and public laundry rooms. These laundry rooms span across the city, and locks on the washers and dryers, coin boxes were being drilled out, and then the suspects were taking the money from the lock boxes.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says detectives focused on 16 similar cases between November and early January, identifying and arresting two suspects, a 25-year-old woman and a 32-year-old man. They were charged with 33 counts of destruction of property, burglary, and theft. The monetary and damage losses associated with these burglaries are in excess of $10,000.
Riley County police are asking for the public's help to find two men suspected of raping a woman at a Manhattan bar.
Police said Tuesday that a 24-year-old woman had been raped Saturday at O'Malley's Bar. Investigators say the woman was in a restroom when the two suspects came in and attacked her. The department is asking anyone who was at O'Malley Saturday night who has pictures or videos from inside the bar to contact authorities. Information can be offered directly to the police department or through the Crime Stoppers hotline. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A special enforcement period is underway in Kansas to catch seatbelt violators. Chris Bortz with the Kansas Department of Transportation says the Seatbelts Are for Everyone program started 9 years ago. It's a collaboration between local law enforcement and the Kansas Highway Patrol. Bortz says the SAFE program is about more than just writing tickets.
They get educational opportunities once a month that run probably from October or November all the way through February and March, and they'll still be doing some educational stuff after the enforcement. But one of the ways of changing behavior is to have education coupled with enforcement.
Officers will begin writing tickets near schools for seatbelt violations from now through March 9th.
Controversy is growing over decorating costs for the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
A woman working for Housing and Urban Development says she was demoted after she wouldn't go along with a request to find money for an expensive remodeling of Secretary Ben Carson's office. Helen Foster says the acting agency head made that request just as Carson was getting ready to take over the job. There was a $5,000 limit for redecorating, and HUD says the only thing that was bought were new blinds, and they came within that limit. But a HUD document shows the agency spent about $31,000 on a dining set. The agency says that set was considered a building expense and not a decoration. In Washington, Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
A Massachusetts father was injured after telling his son to put away his phone during dinner.
The juvenile charged with felony assault after investigators on Cape Cod say a father and son got into a battle Saturday night over the son's texting and stepped outside the restaurant in Yarmouth where the son punched his 63-year-old father in the face, knocking him unconscious. The father hit his head on the ground, suffering serious injuries. An off-duty firefighter on the scene helped save the man's life. Lee Silasara, Fox News.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our satellite imagery is showing some cloud cover continue to slide across Wichita and south central Kansas. Could see a few areas of patchy drizzle. Otherwise, a cold front moves through this afternoon. Our high 61 with gusty northwest winds later in the day. Some sprinkles or flurries overnight. Our low 31. Sunny and windy Thursday with a high 55. Friday, 60. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, 56 degrees, south wind at 10 miles per hour. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:35. Ted, on this date, February 28, 1993, a gun battle erupted at a religious compound near Waco, Texas, when a Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents tried to arrest Branch Davidian leader David Koresh on weapons charges. Four agents and six Davidians were killed as that 51-day standoff began. It's quite a day in Waco, Texas. Firefighters from Wayland, Massachusetts are being praised for going to the aid of a woman about 800 miles away in Wayland, Michigan. She had mistakenly contacted them via Facebook in a panic to say her son was choking. The Massachusetts Fire Department's Facebook page is not monitored 24 hours a day, but firefighter Patrick Walkinshaw happened to be looking at it at about 10:30 p.m. when the woman, who did not have access to a phone, sent her desperate plea to the wrong Wayland Fire Department. While one Massachusetts firefighter did a search for the woman's address, another stayed with her on Facebook,
and a
third called the Michigan Community's Fire Department, sent an ambulance over, and they managed to save the boy's
life. That's good, quick thinking by somebody right there.
That's some great teamwork by the fired people in Wayland, Massachusetts and Wayland, Michigan, 800 miles apart. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It is Wednesday morning, and Wednesday mornings we like to talk with Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. And I have to tell you, my trip to Wichita was very quick. But I spoke to people from all over. There must have been about 1,000 people in that room at the Kansas Republican get-together. And when I shouted out that we were honored to have our flagship station as KNSS, the crowd erupted.
Really?
You guys have lots of fans.
Well, that's good to know, isn't it? Well, thanks for coming to town. Sorry we missed you, but next time we'll have to be, you know, like you said, you weren't here very long.
Let me tell you something, though. They took me, I said, I want to go where the locals go.
Oh, really?
You know, one of the fancy steak joints. They took me to a place, TJ's Burgers.
Oh, yeah. Been
that
there.
Was a mighty good burger.
Yeah?
That put a hurt on me, I'll tell you that.
Yep. I was down there the other night with my grandkids. And, yeah, it's a good place. Good place.
Went to Pathway Church. They took me to church on Sunday morning. You know, Republicans go to church, Steve and Ted.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun. I'm sure there were a few Democrats there, too.
You have anything worthwhile to say? I'm sure you did have something worthwhile to say to our Republican friends, right?
More or less, I got a chance to meet. I know all the all the guys, the politicians running for governor. They came over to say howdy do, and it seemed like a nice bunch of folks, and just real nice people. And I have to tell you, Wichita reminds me a lot of growing up back in the South. So good hardworking people, and just as friendly as all get out.
Did you meet anyone that's not running for governor?
Yeah,
we have quite a list this year.
Yeah, no. I was kind of hoping to meet the dog, but they wouldn't let the dog.
Oh no!
I was really intrigued by the anti-squirrel platform. I support that. I hope one of the guys running picks that up and puts that on his campaign platform.
Hey, I want to get your thoughts on a story we did at Fox Radio just a couple of minutes ago about a man and his son getting into a fight over a text. The boy was texting in the restaurant at Cape Cod, and they got into a fight outside, and the boy darn near killed his dad, beat him to the floor and hurt his head. And I'm thinking, Ted and I were talking earlier, would you ever think of striking your father? Maybe you would. I don't get it. I guess it's a new world, huh?
I remember that episode of the Cosby Show years ago when Bill Cosby was trying to discipline his son. He says, I brought you into this world. I can take you out of it.
Yes.
That's sort of how I thought about my dad. There's no way I'd ever do anything like that. But But, you know, I think it's interesting when you look at the aftermath of the school shooting and how these young people, you know, I got in a little bit of trouble on Twitter because I took exception to the way those young people were treating the adults there on that stage. Talking about Senator Marco Rubio and Dana Lesh from the National Rifle Association. Again, I understand the anger and the frustration, but for a child to address adults in such a belligerent manner in public, I just think that's inappropriate.
Yeah, that's a terribly emotional thing. I guess we understand that, but you saw a lack of respect there for older people then, huh?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Hey, have you heard about what's happening in Arkansas?
Yeah.
Elvis is running for office.
Yeah, Todd, that's not the Elvis. That's not the singer. He's dead. Did you know that?
No, this is not Elvis A. Presley. This is Elvis D. Presley.
Yeah.
And by the way, Elvis D. Presley happens to be an Elvis A. Presley impersonator.
Yeah. Well, and you got to say, he's not going to have any problem with name recognition on the ballot there, is he?
Thank you very much. No, you're right. It's true. He won't. He's really hoping to get folks all shook up there in Arkansas, from what I understand.
Have you got any more?
Oh, I'll shook up. Well, he's banking on the fact that voters can't help but fall in love with this platform. At the end of the day, though, guys, I think Mr. Presley's campaign, he's appealing to people who are looking for a little less conversation, a little more action.
Yeah, well.
I'm just going to
just keep going. I mean,
no, I need to maintain some shred of dignity.
Well, the kind of stuff like that means that we can't help falling in love with you. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, very well played.
Yeah. Ted?
Be Paradise, Arkansas style.
All right.
If he loses, it's going to be a blue Christmas.
Well, at least he won't have to go to the Jailhouse Rock. Anything else, Ted? No, that's it. We're out of cliches, Todd.
I got nothing.
All right, thanks, Todd. That is Fox News commentator Todd Starnes with Steve and Ted here, 7:41 on a Wednesday morning. What do we got coming up? Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, talking about another building that's planned for the WSU campus. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.